Welcome back to Epilogues, an unpacking of the weekly Haftarah. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This week we're going to be learning the Haftarah of Parshas Ekev. The topic is the bereft mother who is comforted. Our Haftarah takes us through Yeshayahu Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Yodalet to the very beginning of Perek Nun Aleph, which is up to Pasuk Gimel. Again, this is the second of the Haftarahs of Nechemta, of comfort, and we're going to be focusing on specifically the voice of Tzion. Tzion is often associated with Yerushalayim, although Har Tzion actually is the adjacent mountaintop to Har HaMoriah. Today it's where the Jewish and Armenian quarter rests upon, but it's really the adjacent mountaintop to Har HaMoriah, which is why when you go into the Old City, you go up and then down and up again, because the Old City is built on the top of these two mountains. So let's start the Haftarah together. We're going to look at the first set of psukim in the natural paragraph of Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Yud Dalet to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. In this section, we hear the voice of Tzion, of Yerushalayim, as it calls out and says, Azovani Hashem, Vashem Shechechoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned me and forgotten me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. There's a dialogue now between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tzion. Hashem says, Hasishkach Isha Ula, Merechem Ben Bitna. Can a mother ever forget the product of her womb? Can she ever forget her children? Gam ele tishakachno, v'nochi lo eshkacheich. I cannot forever forget you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to say that mi'aru bonaych, marasaych, machirvach, mi'meich, meich, yetzeyu. Your destroyers will leave you. Se'iso v'veinaych, re'i, kulam nikbatsu, ba'ulach. Everybody's coming back to you. Kulum kadai tilboshi. You're going to be comforted by the return of your children into your midst as well. And there's going to be a proclamation that Tsarli Hamakom Gesholi Sheva. There's going to be so many people crowding into Yerushalayim. There's not going to be enough space, something which we've been witnessing. We have the privilege of seeing in the last generations. If you go back 150 years, this was not the case. You could barely even eke out a living in Yerushalayim. It was a destroyed, arid city. And at this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises the return. So just a few basic points to ponder that we move on to the next section. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how could a mother forget her children? What is his real answer? So the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis and Beis has a long dialogue on this particular topic. And it gives a little bit of meat to the discussion that we're having over here. It gives a little bit of subtext to this discussion. Reish Lakish, Reish Shimon Ben Lakish, says that the paradigm or the model that the nation of Israel or that the Yerushalayim personified is saying is it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you married a second time. And when you marry a second time, you don't think about your first marriage. It's as if we've been supplanted, as if we've been completely forgotten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not the model. That's really not the model. I created this entire world for you. This entire world revolves around humanity and specifically its apex, the nation of Israel. And when it comes to that, how could it be that I left you and forgot you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzion responds and says, Ribono shel olam, hoyel ve'ein shichacha lifnei chiseich vodecha, shema lo tishkach ma'asli ha'egel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't forget anything, then maybe you'll forget the sins. Maybe you'll forget the fact that when you gave us the Torah, we danced around the egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, gam ele tishakachna. In explaining the psukim, I will forget those. Then they said, well, if you're going to forget those, then maybe you're going to forget the Har Sinai, a commitment 40 days earlier. I'll not forget you. And what the Gemara seems to be pointing out is a truism in general about the way that memory works. Memory does not work that I remember everything that ever happened. Memory, in fact, has certain nodes, we'll call it central events, which color the way we think about things. So when a relationship is going well, we'll remember the relationship through the positive import and the positive effects and events that have happened in that relationship. When things are negative, I will always remember the relationship through the negative experiences of that relationship. And so we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will you remember us through the positive or the negative prism? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will always remember you through the positive prism despite the mistakes you have made. Very powerful description. Another point, which is a very, very powerful line, which is made in this paragraph, is your destroyers come from you. What does that mean? So the Radak says simply, is those who are your destroyers will leave, and this is the Malbim explains as well, those who destroy you will leave Yerushalayim. You will no longer have antagonists in Yerushalayim. However, the Mitzvah Tzion points out a truism which unfortunately has haunted us throughout all the course of all of Jewish history, and that is that the worst people who have ever been for the Jews are unfortunately the Jews themselves. the Jews who turn coat, the Jews who join and think that they think that they're improving the world by criticizing and turning a pariah, the other Jews into pariah. They ultimately cause the most incredible amount of Jew hatred. They cause the most terrible amount of destroyers. This destruction of the nation of Israel. We move on to the next paragraph, which is Mem Tes Chof Beis, to the end of the parak, to Pasuk Chof Vav. In this section, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just goes on in the same theme, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to raise his banner towards all the other nations, and the kings will be those who the kings of the nations will bring your children up, and their princes will be your nursemaids. They will worship the dust that you walked upon. Those who hoped in me will not be stranded, they will not be abandoned as well. What does this mean exactly? What does it mean the kings will care for you? Says Rav Yonasan Abishitz in his commentary called Ahavas Yonasan on the Haftarah of Ekev. He makes the point that like Avraham Avinu was revered among the nations, Avraham Avinu had such gravitas, such respect among the nations, that people would say, Nasi Elohim atah b'sarachenu, people would make allegiances and come visit Avraham Avinu as a dignitary in the area of Canaan. So too, when Israel's doing what is right, the rest of the world will look to them. And it's incredible the amount of scrutiny and focus that the country Israel has received for the good and for the negative. Everything that's done is seen on a much higher plane. Every moral move, whether for the good or perhaps the questionable, has been on a much higher plane than any other nation as well. And the Radak points out to say that when we see that we've moved from the lowest to the highest, when we've been in the gutter of history throughout most of the course of history, and then we are revived to the highest rank in society, when other kings will be serving us in that such an instance, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will know that I am in charge of this world. We move to Perek Nun as we move into Pasuk Aleph 2. I'm in Beis, the two first psukim in the first paragraph, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu now says to the nation of Israel, Eizeh Sefer Christos Imchem Asher Shelachtiha, where is the book of divorce that I sent to your mother? Because that was the model, remember, that they are accusing HaKadosh Baruch Hu of. You were sent out because of, your mother was sent out because of her sins. How is it that I can come and no one answers me? Is my hand too short? Is my arm not long enough to be able to bring? Can I not save? What's going on over here? What is the Sefer Christus? So if you look in Yirmiyahu, the third parak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the voice of Yirmiyahu, the idea of the northern kingdom receiving a Sefer Christus. A Sefer Christus is a very serious document. It means a divorce document. It doesn't mean separation. It doesn't mean let's take a break. It means to say that we're separating. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that about the northern kingdom, in the words of Yirmiyahu, was in fact divorced. But now Yeshayahu is saying there is no book of divorce. It's not at that stage. There might be that there has to be separation because of sins, because of conduct, because of behavior, but there's never going to be a permanent separation as well. When is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm coming, but no one was there to meet me? The Radak says, but Gadol, I asked you to do Teshuvah and the Geula would come, but you didn't respond. You didn't see the signs. You weren't reading Jewish history. You weren't reading the newspaper the way we're supposed to read Tanakh, which was HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge. The Gemara in Brachos extends this metaphorically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in a shul, and there's not a minion there as well, as a powerful description. We move on to the last paragraph in Perek Nun, which is really Pasuk Dalet to Pasuk Yud Aleph, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Yeshayahu now, speaks in a very personal way. Yeshayahu talks about his role as a Navi. And he says, Hashem Elohim, God, Nosan li Lashon Limudim, you gave me the way to speak, Ladas Laus Esyaev, to help the people, to arise, to inspire people. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to listen to the pain of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave my back to those who are being beaten. I extended myself to help those who needed my help. And Yeshayahu's describing his role as a leader. This is the most personal description of his role as a Navi and as a leader in Klal Yisrael. And ultimately he says, and he says, Mi bochem yirei Hashem, shomea b'kol avdoi asher alach cheshechim ve'ein noigaloi, yivtach b'shem Hashem v'yishoen be'elokov. Who are you of who fear God? Listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says and trust him, because he will be your support. And then he goes on to say, Hein kolchem kodchei esh. All of you are, and he describes the ones who burn a fire. Ma'azrei zikois, l'chul bu'ur v'eshchem. Go in the fire that you've created. Rizikos bi'artem yadi ha'isal zois lachem lema'atzei v'artishkovun. This is all from Yaakov Baruch Hu says. What does this mean about the fire? So the Malbim says there's two types of people. There's those who fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's those who don't. Those who fear are not scared in the darkness because they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. Now those who are scared who have to keep lighting fires because they feel abandoned. And he's saying, be the ones who turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mission, as a support. Don't be the ones who need to keep lighting fires, because if you think it's just about you, if you think you're the only resolution to the problems in your life, it's going to be a very sad and very anxiety-provoking life as a whole. We look at the last three pesukim in the Haftarah, which is the beginning of Pasuk Berek Nun Aleph, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shimu lai roed feit tzedek mevakshe Hashem abitu otzur chutzavtem, v'makeves bor nukartem." Look to where you come from. Look from the quarry from which you are hewed. Look to Avram and Sarah, who brought you into this world. And I had said that whoever they bless will be blessed. I'm going to turn your desert into a Eden. Why are we looking to Avram and Sarah specifically here? The Mitzvah says because they were trailblazers. The Mitzvah explains that they had no one else to help them, yet I helped them. In the same way, you think you're abandoned? Well, I helped them. You are the progeny of those who get help, even without outside help. The Chidah extends one more step and he says, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will renew the old and forgotten, like Avram and Sarah, who had children, even though they felt that they were forgotten. Finally, last point in the Haftarah is, what does it mean that the Nechama, the resolution is seen, the comfort is seen, when Vayaseh Midbara Ke'eden, that the desert is turned into Eden? It was interesting that when Ilan Ramon, of blessed memory, when he went up to space, noticed an incredible thing when he started looking at Israel from a satellite perspective, and he saw that there was in fact a green line, and the green line was not some random armistice battle of 1948, which the world holds us to, even though that battle's long since gone. The green line in fact was looking at Israel, any place that the nation of Israel had settled had turned green, even though within the last century it was all brown, it was all a desert, it was all unirrigated. But when the nation of Israel returned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the Midbara Ke'eden, that desert, into a Eden, which is what we see today, not only being a successful country agriculturally, but an export of agricultural technology and prowess to the rest of the world. That is the prophecy Yeshayahu is describing to us as well. May we be zeichem to see the full prophecy. Have a wonderful, meaningful day and a beautiful Shabbos.